It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Councillor Nosobabalo Chubeka, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Afternoon and thank you for having me.
No. Thank you very much for joining us. First and foremost, is there a difference between men's health and women's health?
No, there isn't at all.
Okay.
So, mental health for men and mental health for women is the same thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's how we perceive it as a society that makes it a bit different, okay. Which there is no difference at all.
Okay. Why then is there a stigma towards men's mental health?
I think we need to all remember that what comes from men's socialization, or how they have been raised by the society and within our family systems, they have been raised very differently from how we as females have been raised, or women. And I'll just make a few examples. Men don't cry.
Mm.
And also there is what we call toxic masculinity. And it's how the society expects men. And sometimes we always say that a man needs to man up, and that boys don't cry, or that men should be scared of anything, and that men should work as hard, to a point that I think that has been driven to a point that they think men think that they need to die whilst working for us, whereas it should never be to their. So that's where the stigma has started. So men feel that they cannot be vulnerable at all.
Yeah.
About how they feel, about the things, the challenges that they come across within the society, in the workplace, at school, and so forth.
Yeah.
So it has caused a barrier. The stigma of mental health when it comes to men has caused a barrier for them to be unable to speak openly about the challenges that they encounter on their daily life functioning game.
Let's talk about the traditional gender roles. Do they affect men and being in tune with their mental health?
They do. Let me just make an example.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, for us as women, you can fetch water, you can cook, you can do all of these things. Now, because men have had different roles that they've been given in our family systems while growing up. For example, if you grow back, you grew in the locations, men had cattle, they must find employment at an early age. Some of them had to work at an early age, take a wife. You're expected to take a wife at a certain point while you're still young and not really understanding what manhood is really about. So in terms of the gender roles, they've been different. And even now, some men still feel that there are things that they cannot do. For example, stand up and cook for kids if they have kids, or cook for anyone at home, because they've been raised to a kitchen is not for them, but the kitchen is for what? It's for women only.
Mm.
So the things still in our lives today, and have caused the confusion, because reality is that if I can cook, a man can also cook, and there is nothing wrong. Because at the end of the day, the goal, or the common goal, is that we must eat. A woman must go to work. A man must also go to work so that we can provide, whether I'm providing for myself or for my family. So those are things that have made men to feel guilty. There is not enough space for them to say or to speak openly about their emotions, about their struggles and the challenges that they go through on a daily basis. And hence you will see that in terms of suicide, numbers are alarming when it comes to men.
Yeah.
For example, I think in the stats, when it comes to the South African SADC, I remember a stats that I came across saying that about 13,000 and some hundreds of stats has been collected when it comes to people that have attempted suicide. But out of that 13,000, 10,000 are men. So it's really alarming.
Yeah.
And we need to do something as a society. And I think maybe it's about high time that men understand that there is a safe space for them as well on the table. And us as women in the country should invite them, women in the church, everyone in our homes, we should be open to say there is a safe space for our men to actually speak about the, how they feel and the struggles that they encounter as well on a daily basis.
But why though, hey? Why are men more prone to committing suicide?
Why are they more prone to committing suicide? Remember what I said in the beginning, men doesn't cry. So that means to me as Nosi, it means they do not feel. They have no feelings. They are not allowed to feel anything. They can't be said. They can't say that it's too much for me. I am scared. I am this. I am this. So it makes them not know where how to reach out and when to reach out for help. And I've always emphasized this. I think it's high time that our men understand that if you have a headache like we've been doing, if you have a headache, the first thing that you want to do, and when it's consistent, you go and consult. And it's the same thing that we want our men to understand, that if you can go to a medical doctor for your headache to get treatment, then it's the same thing with mental health. Go out there and seek for help. And one thing I love about mental health is that there are resources out there that are even free. There's free counseling. SADC offers free counseling. There are suicide lines within SADC. As well, there are support groups within SADC. Network as well. And also there are resources where you can read up on suicide, depression, and other mental health issues like your anxiety.
Yes, yes. I was just about to ask what can be done to improve men's views of their own mental health. And I'm glad that you're even suggesting going to the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. That's very, very helpful. Now do tell us, how can we do better to address the mental health of men as a society?
I think the first thing that our country, I'm going to say that our country needs to do, we need to come together.
Yeah.
And I know we always emphasize what there are these resources around, like I was saying. But I think the first step for us would be to say that even in our schools, instead of having an LO teacher, how about we place people that are in the health system to be the ones that engage with students when it comes to life orientation studies in all schools? Our government needs to do something about that. Number two, within our churches, let's open up safe spaces. We have counselors, we have psychologists, we have medical doctors within our churches. As a society, let's open up spaces where men can know, good, you know what, it's too much, I can't anymore, I will run to that community, I know there's a center there, or I know in this other corner of Johannesburg there's a center, or a men's hub, I don't know, but we need to do something as a society to say that we're opening arms and we're opening a safe space for our men to be vulnerable, to speak about the ills that they encounter as well on a daily basis. Within the workplace as well, there are EAPs, your wellness programs within the workplaces. And I think those things there needs to be posters around workplaces where people know that if I am going through a stress, there is help within the workplace. At school, there needs to be counselors. And mostly private schools do have such, but our public schools do not have counselors within the schools. Even in all workplaces, I think if we can start there. And I think the gist of it all is in our homes. Let's applaud our men. You know, when a man is doing good, I think let's not wait for someone outside there to say that you are doing well. We are proud of you. Let's start in our homes to emphasize that we appreciate our men. We love them. They are doing their level best. And if there's anything wrong, let's open up a space for them to be able to actually, what we say, vomit or vent out whatever ills that they might be feeling at that particular time, so that they can also just get some sort of ease and know that there is help available for them, not just within the health system, but also in our homes, in our churches, in our schools, and in the society at large.
Indeed, indeed. My goodness, thank you very much, Nosi. This is very much helpful. But I'll give you the opportunity to give us your last words, and then we can part ways.
Oh, okay. I just want to emphasize this, hey, that our men are emotional beings. They're emotional beings. They feel. They can be sad, and it's okay. And I think we need to open that space to say to our men that it's okay to be sad. It's okay when you want to cry. There is a shoulder. We are here for you as our men in the country to say that if you are feeling sad, I'm here, I can listen. Because I think when you have those coffee dates, let's open up that space to say, how are you? And I know that normally it's just casual. We normally say, how are you, in a casual manner. But let's be masizama ukuthi simini shele nto qanda ukubuza into bana unjani
na let's be deliberate
now yeah. yes let's be deliberate about it thank you so much let's be deliberate to say that how are you and allow the next person to really say uba uva njani you know if we can start there to say that I see you my brother I know that you're going through something and I'm here to just hold your hand and walk with you in this journey and I think by doing that will have less statistics of men that just erupt like volcanoes out of the blue because there has been something that has been happening but what do? We ignore the symptoms and the signs and I think we need to look out for our young boys as well. It's important because when behavior changes at home, know that there's something wrong. Mommy, daddy, listen.
Yeah.
Sisters and brothers, give an ear to each other. And I think that's the only way we can conquer and really kill this pandemic that has come within the system, mental health illness. Because we as a society, we need to come to a point where we can be well.
Wow. Wow. We'll leave it right there. Thank you very much, Nosi. I really appreciate your time and your insights. All right. Let's leave it right there. Before things devolve into something else, Nosi is a counselor, and she'll be back again right here on Adventist World Radio.